Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
I've always loved Thanksgiving. It's actually, I think, my favorite holiday. Despite the education I eventually received about the realities of life between the indigenous peoples of this country and the pilgrims, I have always loved Thanksgiving. And I think this was because it wasn't about that history, at least not as a child. And I don't mean that as an easy way out of our nation's difficult past. And I want us to, this year and every year, take a moment of silence in our Thanksgiving celebration and service to acknowledge the racial and ethnic violence and injustice that was done on this soil centuries ago and that continues to plague our country to this day. And so in this moment, I want to invite you into a time of silence to honor and recognize that challenging past. Thank you. Even acknowledging that, all that, and knowing all that, what I remember when I think about the Thanksgivings of my childhood and even into my adulthood is what Bear experiences in that story. People coming together, family and friends with different gifts to bring, gifts of food and gifts of their spirits and souls. Family and friends with all their gifts coming together to laugh and talk and eat and share stories and play games. Thanksgiving has always been, for me, a time to share our resources in the form of food, presents, love, and our gratitude. Bear says thanks a lot in that story, and his friends say thanks too. Thank you for bringing this food. Thank you for coming to be with me so I don't feel alone. Thank you for being a good friend. Thank you for sharing so freely of yourself, telling funny stories, making me laugh. Thank you for long hours of conversation. Thank you for the shared creation of a feast. Thank you for being here and for being you. That is what Thanksgiving is to me. That is the gift of Thanksgiving, a day in which we are not only encouraged, but asked, expected to show a little love, show a little gratitude, share with each other, be kind to each other, revel in each other's company. It gives us a day, if we treat it right, that can be an example of how we should be with each other every single day, giving our gifts freely to our loved ones and to the world. May this Thanksgiving be a gift to you, a gift of a few hours or a few days of harmony, joy, love, and feasting. May the spirit of this Thanksgiving live with you long after those hours or days, leading you ever closer to a life filled with gratitude.